Okay, so we find.
I thought there was going to be punches thrown.
That's what I was saying. Very important, important inyan, important sugya that comes up in this week's parasha. And a person who is being trained to not only learn Torah for himself, but to be able to inspire others, whether it's when you grew up as a person in Bnei Akiva, NCSY, in camp, especially in Yachad, in Yeshiva HaKotel, just telling you to teach, just telling you, even if you're a person who's going to be a lawyer, a doctor, you have to be able to make a difference in the world and be a shlichut. There's a very important tension that comes up when we see it in this week's parasha, and I'll show you two other Gemaras that are very powerful within this process. Within this week's parasha comes up because the Torah says the introduction of the Shirach story of Avram sending Eved Abraham, there's a startling question. The startling question is, if you would ask, who is Avram Avinu? So a lot of people want to answer Chesed, right? Mr. Chesed. But there's more than that of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is also the Midah of Zrizut. Vayashkem Avram Baboker. He's the one. Right? He's the one who's Vayarat Likros. So he's the one who's running to do it. All of a sudden, when it comes to the most, I would have a chutzpah to say, the most important next step of Kivi Yitzchaki Karela Chazara, of finding who is going to be Yitzchak's Ezer Kenegdo, what does the Torah have? And he gives it to the Eved Avram. Where's the Vayaretz? Where's Avram himself going to do it? Why is Avram himself not going to do this? It's so important. So important. This is where the Netziv Mivolajin tells us the very startling introduction. The startling introduction to the Shirach story. And that's Perach Chavdal and Pasuk Aleph. Perach Chavdal and Pasuk Aleph starts, V'Avram Zakein, Ba Bayamim, V'Hashem Beirach Et Avraham Bakol. And the Netziv asks, what is this introduction to the Shirach story? So he gives over two interpretations. First interpretation, and right in front of you, I'll read it with you. Hikdima katuv lo'odia lifnei ha'inyan ha'mesupar b'parshazu she'Avram haya zaken b'bayamin mivuar shenogea l'inyan. Meaning, it's not just stam random that he's telling me that Avram's getting old here, but somehow there's an intrinsic connection to Avram being old and what? And then having the shirach story, not only he himself not doing it, but sending Eved Avraham. Without this first pasuk, lo haya mitzvah la'avdo, elohu ba'atzmo, haya mizdareiz la'mitzvah rabba zo, litein isha li'yitzchak. Shem pazet, talui kol tachlit, lo'tzim men uman nivcheret, shivtecha la'kadosh baruch hu. Avram Avinu, known as Ben Avram, starting on Yisrael, Yitzchak, we know, last week's parasha, Vatigarish Hama et Yishmael, because of the influence that Yishmael would have on Yitzchak. Kol asher tomari lecha sarah shema bekola. This big mitzvah, what happens? No. I'm going to send the shliach. Ma pitom. Explains that it's in Mivolajan, the important pasuk. V'Abraham zakein, ba bayamin v'ashem berachat Avraham akol. Two answers. The first answer, he says, is he was old. A simple pshat. What? A simple pshat, not an excuse. As you know, you get older, you get limited. The first answer is literally, Hainu Shayam Mechashiv Kama Yamim Od Yechya. He was counting down his days. The first answer is that there wasn't first class. Elal wasn't always having strikes and being able to give you first class. And therefore, Avram Avinu had an issue that he says, I'm old and therefore I can't do the trials, the tribulations, the journey, which are dangerous. Not only physically dangerous, but also for his own physical welfare. So,
it couldn't have started a different way. Meaning, it could have put in that he was old, but not just say, oh, he was old. Like to start off.
But I'm saying that that's according to the Netziv, this is the reason. Because without it, the question is so strong. It's saying the reason why he himself didn't do it because he was old and he was counting down his days. Baba Yamim, according to him, is he was counting his days. And by going on that trip, he felt it was Sakanas Nefashos. That's the first shot. The second shot is more of what we're talking about also, which is it highlights what we talked about last night about the idealism and the realism that we have to deal with. The Shlichut. Because as much as we have the Shlichut, comes in and Tzivta says, Amnam, please atam, Hayah Rasha Lelech Ba'atzim Allah Ram Narayim, Afwa Gav Shaya, Mushar Lelech Misham, Kfar Mi'anush Mimaseh Akidah, Hutr Lo Lachshov Beretz Azov, etc. Vashem Beirach Et Avram Bako. Here is this, Utam. So he gives the second reason. The first one is Hashem Zakim. But he says, Hashem Beirach Et Avram Bako. Explains the Netziv Mivalashim. You know why he didn't go? Because Shayu Asakav im Kol Adam Zeba v'Shoel Binyanei Emuna v'Zeli Palelav. As the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Shemar Goliot Hayat Talui B'Tzavaro Shel Avram Avinu. Which means what? He was the one. Margulot literally means pearls. But the idea is they would come and ask him Shailas. They would come and ask him to daven for everybody. An amazing interpretation. Avram Zakim, Vashem Beirachta Avram Bakol. You know what Bakol means? There's a big machlok here. Bakol means whether it's a son, etc. We say it in Birkat HaMazon. What do we say? Arachmoni Farnaseinu. What do we say? Bakol.
Mikol.
Bakol. Where does that come from?
Here.
Bakol is Avram. The second one is Yitzchak. The third one is Yaakov. But what does Bakol mean according to the Netziv Mivalashim? Avram Avinu was the Gadol Hador. Everyone would come to him and ask him shilas. There was no WhatsApps. There was no idea that he could travel and have a secretary answer for him and all these different things. And therefore Avram Avinu couldn't just leave and abandon his flock because he had a shlichut. And this highlights the tension, the tremendous tension that we have on a certain level of saying we have shlichus. We have to be able to what? Be that madrich. We have to be able to be on the board of a shul, board of a school, board of the federation, to be able to make a difference in Am Yisrael. But guess what? How about being with your family? What are you going to do with that? And here, it highlights the tremendous tension that you have, which is, what do you do? What do you do? Avram Avinu is one model where sometimes there's going to be that tension. There's an article that I'm going to ask you to read also by Dr. Irving Levitz. It's called Children of Rabbis. It's a very, very, this is without the jokes of that. You know, the rabbi and the psychologist, you know, like, oh boy, right? But there is a very important psychological article about this. And this is highlighted in two other areas. This tension that comes up, just like you have a tension anytime when you want to continue to be learning for yourself, but at the same time, you want to be there as a good friend, etc. This highlights even more so. The other second source I gave was the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos talks about when they were appointing the new Nasi. The whole machlok is there. And there, the Gemara says, okay, we want to appoint, we all know this because of, by Pesach, we talk about Hari Ani Kibben Shivim Shana, when they wanted to get Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the whole Zakan issue. Right before that, which is not as well known, the Gemara says, okay, I'm ready to appoint Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara in the third line here says, they say, okay, we want you. The Gemara says, we want you to be the Rosh Hashiva, to be the head. Third line on top of the Gemara. What did he say? He didn't jump to it, but what did he do? Amale, third line, Ezel v'imlach ba'anshe beite. Ezel v'imlach b'dibsu. What does the Gemara say? What did he have to do? He had, before he accepted this communal position,
with his house,
he had to go into his house and go take advice and counsel with his wife. Explains Rav Kook. Rav Kook explains, Hora lahem, in the Od Yudbet, Piska Yudbet, Hora lahem, Shehanaga ha-me'ula b'inyanei avodat ha-tzibur. You want to know what is the proper leadership in avodat tzibur? Yafshar shetavo ki'im shiyah manhig masur lezeh b'chol nafsh. You want to be a proper manhig? It's impossible if, unless you have the support of your family. And you have to be moser nefesh, a shlichus. And the bottom line is, you need to know going in, as we saw in the most extreme case so far in Avram Avinu, the most important idea of being able to marry off his son, who is the continuation of Am Yisrael, he himself can't do the deed himself. Comes Rav Kook and says, "Eiv Shar to be a manhik for Am Yisrael without being moser nefesh, she'af matzavo aprati, even your individual or family existence, yeah, batel v'shakua b'nenei tzibur." The idea is, as we know, a lot of times when you're involved in tzibur, your family gets mixed in with that. Al korcha gam halichot b'ito. Therefore, it has to be agreed upon with your family to say, look, sarich shetaskim im hanaga ha-kolalot, mitoch kach, sarich la-askem gveret ha-bayit. That's why Rav Elazar ben Azariah had to go home and say, look, this is what I'm accepting upon myself. Do you understand that this is going to be a toll? This is something that's a hakrava, a sacrifice. The other extreme. Those leaders, they're not willing to give up at all of their personal life. They say, okay, it's a 9-to-5 job. I'm in the office. I'm going to go for a meeting. When I come home, there's absolutely no remnants whatsoever of me being a leader bichlal of avodat tzibur. Explains Rav Kook, lahem ein yachas the shelat ha'isha bazeh. So they won't even talk to their wife about it. Aval ein zot shleimut shel manhig goy kadosh. But the other extreme then is that that's not a manhig of Am Yisrael. So you can't. We have one extreme on a certain level of Avram Avinu that's telling us, oy vavoy, that he wasn't able to, almost tragic, that he wasn't able to be himself, the zrizut of being able to marry off Yitzchak and find that Ezer Kenegdo. The other extreme is to say, no, I will do my job, I will be a good public servant from 9 to 5. Once I'm home at 5 o'clock, that's it. Don't talk to me for the rest of the night, no way. One of the models that we have within Yeshiva HaKotel is Rav Yatz Rimon. He comes, he speaks a lot to our guys, he talks about the tension, about being able to know how to learn with his children. He talked a lot, he talked to our guys last year at a banquet. He said, on a Motzei Shabbos, as opposed to booking all of the shiurim that he was going to give, he first said, for Leil Shavuot, he said first, okay, when am I going to learn with my kids? Okay, I'm going to learn these half an hour here, 45 minutes there, and then after that, the rest of the night, boom, boom, boom. The question of that balance, being able to know how, what, to be masur the tzibur, but no, there's a toll on family life. There's a famous story, Emma's story, of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that his son, Rav Reuven, would talk about that there are three. How do I know that it's special, that as much as Rav Moshe is the Rosh Yeshiva, he was still my Amma? I always remember two out of three of them. Two out of three of them is, it doesn't matter how many guests, Hachnasot Orchim, there was in the house, I, Rav Reuven, always said, I sat next to my Amma. I always sat next to my Amma. I wasn't put in the bleachers. I wasn't put in the obstructed view seats. I was there. And he said at that point, the second idea is, when he was cold, he would always make sure to give him his coat. There was a certain level of understanding. As much as Rav Moshe was this public figure, he was Abba. And we have this tension, which is a good tension. It's a good existential tension, which means that if you know that if you're not being able to be makriv yourself, then there's something wrong as Rav Kook said, then that's not the manhig of a goy kadosh. The third and final Gemara is something that I heard, and I make sure to listen to it again for 10 minutes this morning. I heard it 2 years ago, probably now. I was standing with a lot of Am Yisrael in Yeshiva Har Etzion outside, listening to the Hespedim for Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal. One of his sons, Rav Meir Lichtenstein, in Hebrew, said over for the Gemara and Shabbos that we're learning this year. If you open up the Gemara and Shabbos, Adav Chav Gimel and Beis, as we're getting closer to Hanukkah, he talked about Rav Aaron, he talked about Yibod Al-Chayim, his Rebbetzin. He talked about from the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Chav Gimel and Beis, that says you have to choose between Ner Hanukkah and Ner Beisa. What does the Gemara say? Ner Beisa, why? Because Shalom Bayis Adif. So at first glance, Rav Meir Lichtenstein talked about these two models of one of the idea, this tension which we're talking about. On one level, Ner Chanukah being the paradigm of being bachutz, making sure you're making a difference outside. And then Ner Beiso is what? Making sure the inside is what? Is being able to be full of light and Torah. And the Gemara, what he wants to say is clear, that you have to choose between them. Ner Beiso Adif. And Rav Meir talked about how Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, tremendous Musar, wouldn't go to sleep on Shabbos. He made sure to learn with all of his children on Shabbos. So that's one level. But then the Gemara continues and says that's not the finish. Because then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Chav Gimel Mabez, Haragil B'Ner, a person who is always by the Ner, you're going to have children or Talmidei Chachamim. And then the Gemara continues, Rav Huna, have a Ragil, Dava Chalif Fatani. He would make sure to continue being chazering. He would go apitcha to Rabbi Abin Nagra. Chaza. Rav Huna would always go on by the petach of Rav Abin Nagra. Chaza. Davarogil b'shargi tuva. He saw that what? That it was always there. Always again. Rogil b'ner. Omar, he said, Trey gavri ravri nafki mihach. From him, there would be two great rabbis that came from them. Which ones? Rav Idi Bar Abin, and who else? Rav Chia Bar Abin. Because why? Because Abin, what did he do? He was always Rogil Baner. Then the Gemara says, Rav Chizda, have a Rogil Dave Cholif V'Tani Apitcha De Beinasa De Rav Shizvi. He would make sure to go the Pesach of Rav Shizvi. Chaza Dave Rogil B'Shar Gituva. Amar Gavar Rabbanav Mehach. He said there's only one person that's going to come there. And who's that? Rav Shiz. So obviously the question is, why in one place, if they're both being Ragam Amir, why is one place there two Gedolim coming and the other one is one? And Rav Meir Lichtenstein pointed out there's a Girsa in Tosfos, Hachi Garcin on the second Tosfos, Chaza Dabar Regili Bisharga, says Tosfos, Perush Habal Vaisha, the Kach Amar Trey Gavri Ravi Nafki Mihach. In the common Amar Chazad Avar Gilai Isha Levada, the Kach Kamar the Nafik Char Gavri Ravi Beschut. According to Tosus, you want to know why? In one place, you had two people coming out, two Gedolim coming out, and one the other person. Rav Meir Lichtenstein said the paradigm is Rav Aaron and his wife. Was this Tosfos? Is that it wasn't just Rav Aaron being one person making a difference, going nothing to do with Imlach Bebeisei. But the model is a person, when you're choosing a wife, knowing that this is a shlichut, we're going to be doing it together, the Baal V'Isha, and that's where you have what Rav Kook had said, the manhig, to be able to make that difference long term. This is what we see, these three sources, the tension. On one level, the one extreme of saying I'm only for myself and what? I'm going to do a job of being a public servant, a manhig, a 9-to-5. I'm going to check the boxes. I'm going to tick the boxes. That's very nice, but that's not, as Rav Moshe Feinstein says in the Tshuva, that's not a person who's a teacher in Am Yisrael, a person who's involved in the tzibur. It's not just checking boxes. That's not a manhig. The other extreme that comes up, of being able to say, okay, there's a sacrifice. It happens. Avram Avinu wasn't able to go and be the person to go and make sure that Yitzchak found the proper Balat Chesed. There's somewhere in the between of being able to understand Imlach Bebeite, what Tosis brings down, the Baal V'isha, being able, you're having a house, Malay the Gadush of Torah, but working together with your wife, with your children. There is sacrifice, 100%. But the amount that also comes out, that it's a house of understanding that this is, there's a calling beyond ourselves, of not just within our bayit, as Rav Kook had said, but what we see from this Gemara, how are you going to have Gedolim? How are you going to make sure that people are not orthoprax, people that are passionate that way, is this message. This message of saying that it's not only about checking the boxes, but it's about being able to be a manhid that comes with the family to make the difference. I wish you have a good morning. Let's go. Everyone bring their Gemara, please.